first World Cup win in 36 years. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Argentina defeated France 4-2 in a penalty kick shootout.
These scenes will live forever as Lionel Messi and Argentina have won the World Cup.
Courtesy of Fox TV, the shootout was necessary after the teams tied 3-3. An expected rise in migrant entries at the southern border when Title 42 expires this week has led to a state of emergency declaration by El Paso, Texas.
Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says better enforcement policies are needed.
And what those policies have to be are turn away and detain, not apprehend and release.
Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, an El Paso native, says the Biden administration is engaged, but the issue is more than the border.
This is a Western Hemispheric refugee crisis of historic proportions.
Both were on Fox News Sunday. Congresswoman Escobar says the State Department has to address the causes for this mass migration.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The Lumberg survey reports the price of regular unleaded gasoline fell 28 cents a gallon in the past 2 weeks to $3.27. The survey's Trilby Lundberg.
We certainly may see further drops. They may not be as dramatic as just seen. A bit longer term, though, we can probably expect higher oil prices, which would translate to the end of these price drops at the pump.
Tulsa has the lowest national average at $2.50 a gallon, Honolulu with the highest at $5.05. Holiday drivers may have to deal with bitter cold and even snow as an Arctic air mass sinks into the nation. Even places as far south as Jackson, Mississippi will see temperatures plunge to as low as 13 degrees. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
North Korea launching two ballistic missiles.
South Korea and Japan announcing North Korea fired two mid-range ballistic missiles towards the sea off the Korean Peninsula's east coast on Sunday, prompting South Korea's presidential office to strongly condemn Pyongyang for escalating tensions. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff saying the two medium-range missiles flew 311 miles and appeared to have landed outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. The launch marked the 35th day this year that the North has conducted a missile test. Both South Korea and the U.S. continue to urge North Korea to immediately put a halt to its missile testing. Ted Linder, Fox News.
The government last week released more documents on the JFK assassination.
The assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963 has been widely discussed across the nation for decades. This week, the National Archives made almost 1,500 documents related to the government's investigation public. Among the documents are CIA cables and memos talking about Lee Harvey Oswald's visits to the Soviet and Cuban embassies in Mexico City and discussions about the possibility of Cuban involvement in the assassination. It's not clear yet if the released information provides any major revelations into the assassination of America's 35th president. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Online shoppers may face security risks. Security expert Elisa Eric says consumers have to be extremely careful of phishing emails designed to look like they come from your favorite stores.
People click on them and may continue to enter into their personal information, credit card information, to try to make a purchase. And then best thing that could happen is you don't get the product. The worst thing that could happen is now they've stolen your identity, sold it on the dark web, and or installed malware into your computer.
Eric says a consumer should research the listed addresses of the vendors that they're ordering from. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.